Hello, dear friends. This is Pastor Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for another edition of Let's Talk About Jesus. Hope that you're doing well. Hope you had a wonderful, wonderful Easter Sunday celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And not only His resurrection, but our resurrection as well. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, "And you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." And that word quickened means that He has raised us up. Amen. He has raised us from the dead. Hallelujah. So we are so grateful to be in the land of the living today. Amen. Praise God. And we're just so glad to be with you today. And we're so glad to be part of the great, great move of the Holy Spirit to take the good news of Jesus to the four corners of the world. And we're happy to be on this radio station right here on WMAF. And we pray today that somehow, some way, this broadcast will be very, very meaningful to you. If you know the Lord, that you will grow closer to Him. And if you don't know the Lord, that you will absolutely be challenged through this broadcast and the Word of God to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. We've been studying from the book of Psalms, Psalm 107, and we're reading from portions of that great psalm. I want to recap today telling you what one Bible commentary calls Psalm 107. The title of this teaching, this series of teachings, is "The People Who Cry Out and the God Who Rescues Them." There is a form of prayer where we cry out unto the Lord, and it's generally prayed when we are in crisis. A lot of times our own trouble caused by our own foolishness or folly has brought us into a crisis of life, and we cry unto the Lord. Sometimes the enemy of your soul will try to deter you from crying unto the Lord and tell you that you didn't call on Him when things were okay. Why should He listen now that you're in trouble? Well, I want to tell you why He listens. It's because He loves you, and He gave His Son for you on the cross, because Jesus died for you. That's why He listens, because His mission to this world, as He said in the Scriptures, "I did not come into this world to condemn the world, but to seek and to save that which was lost." Hallelujah. So I pray you'll listen today to the mighty claims of Jesus Christ and to the Word of Almighty God. Amen. Psalm 107, according to Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown's commentary, an old but very significant commentary, says it's an instructive celebration of God's praise for His merciful providence to all men in their various emergencies. Hallelujah. And I'm going to say again this week, Psalm 107 is the story of man's folly and God's faithfulness. It's the story of our rebellion and God's tenacious, redemptive love, His stubborn love. Amen. It is the story of man's helplessness and God's wonderful deliverance. It's a story of hope for hurting people. And finally, above all, it's a story about God's unfailing love. Last week we talked about His unfailing love in delivering people who had lost their way, people who were in fact lost. And today we're going to talk about Jesus, who came to set at liberty those that are bruised and to set the captives free. In His unfailing love, God liberates captives. Amen. Let me read from verse 10 through verse 16 of Psalm 107. It speaks of such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore He brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Even rebellious, disobedient folks that are held captive by sin can cry unto the Lord and be set free. You know what the Bible said? It said we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. Every one of us has rebelled against God and his word, and every one of us has been held prisoner by the enemy of our soul. So the second category that is described in verse 10 are those who are dwelling in darkness in the shadow of death, prisoners in misery and chains because they had rebelled against the word of God. These people clearly are suffering the consequences of their rebellion. They have heard God's word. They've heard it spoken. They've seen it work, perhaps in the lives of others, but they have rejected it. And they instead have chosen to seek other ways of finding fulfillment in this world. And where do they find themselves? They find themselves prisoners in chains. How can we apply that today? Who today is in chains? We read this last week, is a prisoner of some type. I suggest that there are lots of types of chains that can bind us. We can be slaves to different types of sin. We can be a slave to alcohol, a slave to bitterness and anger in our heart, and we want to get out of it, but we can't. We can be a slave to sexuality, to sexual sin, or to pornography, or we can be a slave to all sorts of sinfulness. We can also be a slave to good things, a slave to our family, being bound to our family in such a way as to make us avoid activities in which God wants us to participate. You know, you can put anything, even good things, above the Lord and still find ourselves held prison. We can be chained to our job. We can be chained to our vocation. One thing is for sure, everybody outside of the kingdom of God and outside of Jesus Christ has been chained to something. Somehow, sin has gotten a hold on us, and somehow we feel that those great chains can never be broken. We can't free ourselves from bondage. So what did they do? They cried unto the Lord, because he is anointed to set the captive free. Amen. I want to read a testimony here that I think is an important testimony. It's Brian from Scotland, and this is what he writes. He said, I was born in Scotland. My mother was a prostitute and my father was a drunk. I ran with the gangs when I was 15, and I tried heroin and I fell in love with it. It was my lover, my wife, my everything. For the next 15 years, I worked in London in the film industry with a doctor who provided me all the heroin I needed. On March 23, 1984, I walked into a church in Sussex, United Kingdom, and it was there that God touched me with a love so mighty I could not mistake it. After a long struggle, I came off of heroin. Today, I'm happily married. I live in an old farmhouse in Wales, and without God, I would be a dead man. But with God, I found that all things are possible. You know what Brian discovered? He discovered that God's love is stronger than man's rebellion or sin or any of the bondage that it brings. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen to this testimony. These are wonderful testimonies. Amen. From Gino. Listen to what Gino says. My English is not good, but let me tell you how Jesus saved me from a cruel and dirty world. My uncle raped me for 10 years, she said. I feared pregnancy, and knowing that men do not become pregnant, he said, my parents wanted me dead. I slept outside. My meals were thrown at me. I became an alcoholic, a drug addict, a gay hooker. I left Curacao and moved to Holland. 3 years ago, I couldn't take it anymore. I fell down on my knees and cried out to God. Help me, I said. I cannot live like this anymore. I don't want to be a gay man. Help me with all my addictions and problems. And he did. It was not easy. He gave me a beautiful wife and son. I can love a woman. He made me a man. God took all the evil away from me in one day. Gino says, this man is blessed who fears the Lord. In Psalm 128:4, which was the scripture concerning Gino. Amen. Sin always brings bondage, but Jesus always brings freedom. Absolute true freedom from the bondage of sin. It doesn't matter what we've done that has brought us into bondage. What matters is, what are we going to do? Are we going to stay in bondage or cry out to the Lord? If we cry out to the Lord with a sincere heart of repentance, Jesus hears that kind of prayer. God responds to the cry of people that are bound with habits, bound with all kinds of hang-ups and sins. You know, there's a beautiful song that is played in almost every Billy Graham crusade. I believe every Billy Graham crusade I can ever remember that was televised. At the end of that call to salvation, the song, "Just As I Am, Without One Plea, But That Thy Blood Was Shed For Me, And That Thou Bidst Me Come to Thee, O Lamb of God, I Come." You know, God accepts people just like they are. I often say that He receives us. He loves us just like we are, and receives us, but He loves us too much to leave us that way. And once we cry out to the Lord and He forgives our sin and actually comes into our heart and our life by the Holy Spirit, from the inside out, Jesus sets us free and starts making glorious, radical, supernatural changes in our life. We can't change ourselves. There's an Old Testament scripture that asks the question, can a leopard change his spots? And the answer is rhetorical. Of course he cannot. That's his nature. And did you know it was our nature to sin? Because we're all part of Adam's fallen race. And we can't change ourselves. So Jesus taught you must be and you can be. And if you call on Him, you will be born again. Hallelujah. Born not bound to Adam's fallen nature anymore, but reborn with the new nature, the very nature and seed of God Himself. First John is just extraordinary, challenging book in the Bible, and in the Epistle of John, it said that His seed remains in us, that we sin not. God's very nature comes into people just like you, rebel hearts like yours and mine, but His divine nature comes in and gives us a brand new bent toward righteousness and destroys that yoke of bondage that holds us in captivity. What a wonderful, powerful God that we serve today that can make such a difference in our life. I've prayed with people and for people down through all these years of pastoral ministry. And some people would tell me, and one man I have in mind in particular that had a terrible, almost deadly heart attack. And I visited him in ICU and just did everything in my power prayerfully to get him to accept Jesus as his Savior. And he kept saying, you know, I didn't serve God before this trouble came, and I'm not going to call on Him just because I'm in trouble. I can't call on Him now. And I'm telling you, it just broke my heart into pieces, because God responds to the cry of people, even if it took trouble to bring us to that place. Amen. God said in the Old Testament, I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth. So why will you die, O house of Israel? He loves us Even when our hearts are rebellious, He wants to deliver us from sin's terrible consequences. He wants to set the captive free. Part of the great anointing on Jesus was an anointing to set at liberty those that are bruised and to set the captive free. You may be a captive to sin, and you may feel like there's no way out, and I'm telling you, there is a way out. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth, and I am the life. And the Bible said, if you continue in His Word, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And who the Son sets free, another portion of Scripture says, is free indeed. That's real freedom, real liberty. It's not just rehabilitation. No, it goes beyond that. It is absolute freedom, absolute liberty. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm one of those souls that was in Satan's prison house that Jesus Christ has liberated, and He set me free. We used to sing that old camp meeting song, He set me free. He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound my Savior to see, because glory to God, He set me free. I'm telling you, that's shouting ground. And we used to shout when we sang that song, the praises of our God. Amen. There can't nobody, one contemporary artist sung, do me like Jesus. He's my friend. And folks, I'm telling you, if you have never experienced the life and the power of His resurrection and the mighty anointing that breaks every yoke, Jesus can set you free, and Jesus will set you free. Part of His mission to this world was to seek and to save that it is lost and to set the captive free. If you're in a prison of your own making through the folly of sin, Jesus still came to set the captive free. Doesn't matter what you did to get in your predicament. What matters is what He did at the cross to get you out, and whether or not you're going to cry out to Him for the deliverance that He's already paid the price to bring you. You say, preacher, I'm not worthy of that. I'm reaping the consequences of my own mistakes, my own folly, my own rebellion. Well, yes, you are. And we all do. But Jesus said, I don't want that for you. You say, well, how can He do that? How can He love someone like me? Well, I'm going to tell you the honest truth. I don't know how or why God has chosen to love us with the kind of love He loves us with. But like the song says, I don't know why Jesus loved me, but I'm so glad. I'm so glad that He did. I'm telling you, we serve a God who knows not only that we sin, He knows why we sin. He knows that we have a bent toward it because we are born into Adam's fallen race. That doesn't relieve us of responsibility for our choices and our actions. But I just want to tell you today that God understands why we made the wrong choices. He understands why that we gave place to the devil. And because He understands why, He offers freedom through the grace that He's given us in Jesus Christ. Jesus can set us and will set us free if we will simply cry out to Him. Now, there's a lot of different kinds of prayer. But one of the prayers that it seems so unlikely that God would listen to is the prayer that's prayed by people in trouble, whose own bad choices, whose own rebellion, whose own stubbornness and pride has brought us into some kind of circumstance that we cannot extract ourselves from. But I'm telling you today, the grace of God right now is reaching out to people just like that. And if you're one of those persons that feels so bad about your sin, that the enemy of your soul is telling you you're not worth saving and you're not worthy of God paying any attention to, He is a liar and He's the father of it. The blood of Jesus has something to say about that. And the blood of Jesus speaks louder in the ears of God than the accusations of the devil. Remember, Jesus didn't come into this world to condemn it, the scripture said, but to seek and to save that which was lost. Whatever it takes to get you set free, God stands ready with His awesome love and His mighty power to do this very day. Praise the Lord. There is no sin too great for God to forgive and no circumstance too complicated for God to address in His wisdom and power. Listen, folks, amen. I am so glad to declare unto you a God who responds to the cry of people who need Him. And I encourage people to cry out to Him in the day of trouble. The Bible said in Psalm 50:15, and call upon me in the time of trouble, and I will deliver you, and thou shalt glorify me. I'm telling you, if I hadn't had such trouble in my life, I wouldn't have such a testimony today. I couldn't tell you about God setting me free unless the trouble had come, but the trouble did come. And I cried unto the Lord, and God heard my cry and responded in grace and mercy and might and power. David said that's one of the reasons I love Him so. I love the Lord because He hears my prayer. I love the Lord because He hears my cry. I love the Lord because He hears my voice, turning His ear always to me. You know why you have the ear of God when you cry unto Him? Do you know why He turns His head to listen to you and to me? He listens to us because we have His heart. Again, I don't know why God loved us and chose to set His love. The Bible said of ancient Israel and the mighty covenant that God had with them of old, He said, I didn't choose you because you were greater in number. In other words, more honorable, more worthy in some sense than any other people. But that I might keep my covenant with Abraham, I set my love upon you. And God has set His heart upon us, and through Jesus Christ He offers us a covenant, a new covenant, a blood covenant based on better promises. Hallelujah. And all you have to do to receive this covenant is receive Christ as your personal Savior this very day. Repent of your sin, cry unto the Lord, and He will hear you. My dad used to play this great song on the fiddle, the lyrics of which said, amen, He will hear your faintest cry, and He will answer by and by. Praise the Lord. I'm glad that I serve a God who takes time to listen when I cry unto Him. The faintest cry is heard in His ear because we have a place in His heart. Amen. For God so loved the world. That means you, my brother, my sister. It means you. No matter what you've done, no matter what has happened to you, God loves you today. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Listen, friend, if you were the only person on this planet that had ever sinned, the only person that needed a Savior, the only person caught up in sin's prison and its consequences and the chains that hold you, if you were the only person that needed deliverance and you cried unto Him, He would answer you. In fact, if you were that only person, He would have still came to this earth, still went to that cross, still suffered an agonizing death so that He could set you free. That's how much God loves you. This is incredible love. That's why the Bible says, whom having not seen, you love with joy unspeakable and full of glory. I've never seen the Lord like Peter did. I never seen him like Thomas did and the rest of the disciples and apostles and 500 after the resurrection and so many as he lived his 33 years of life. I've never seen Jesus, but I love him because he has come to me in the Spirit and set me free. He's come to live within me, praise God, and he set this captive free. I couldn't set myself free, but he set me free. He broke the chains of prison for me. Glory to God. And friend, I want you to know today he can do the same thing in your life. In his unfailing love for you, he can set you free. Down through the years, we have ministered to people that really didn't believe they could ever be changed. And they had the wrong idea. They felt like, you know, I have to come to God after I've changed, and then he will receive me. Well, that's not how this works. We come to God just like we are and cry unto him, and he changes us, as I said, from the inside out. There's a scripture in the New Testament for Christians, and if you become a Christian, it will apply to you. It is God that worketh in you. See, what we can't do in and of ourselves, he can and will do within us. And God always works from the inside out. It is God, the scripture said, that worketh in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. Praise the Lord. Isn't that incredible? I can't walk out the Christian life and just turn over a new leaf. I have to have new life in Jesus Christ. And Jesus literally has to live through me the Christian life. Paul put it this way, I'm dead, but yet I'm alive. And it's no more I that liveth, but it's Christ that liveth in me. Hallelujah. Anyone who's living a true, authentic Christian life, amen, it's Christ living it through them. We really can't take credit for our victories. We can't take credit for our overcoming. We can't take credit for our sanctified state. We have to acknowledge it is him all the way. We can't do it, but he can do it for us, and he can do it through us. You may say, I could never live a Christian life. I could never live a Christian life. You can't. You're right. But Christ can live it in you, and Christ can live it through you. He can make you brand new today, give you a new bent toward righteousness. Amen. Have you renewed in the spirit of your mind as you hear the Word of God and change you from the inside out, beginning with delivering you from every chain that holds you. The Bible said of every Christian, every child of God, every believer, we have been translated. We've been set free, removed from, amen, the powers of darkness. And we've been brought into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Praise the Lord. That's why I preach this gospel, because it is a gospel of grace, and it is a gospel of mercy, and it is a gospel of hope. Hallelujah. So there's hope for you today, whoever you are, whatever you've done. Amen. There's hope for you today because you can cry unto the Lord right where you are, and he will hear your faintest cry. Oh, friend, I feel such an anointing today to pray for you and with you. Will you pray with me right now? If you're a sinner, will you say, Lord, forgive me my sin. Come into my heart. Cleanse me. I can't change myself, but I want to change. And I receive you, Christ, right now as my Savior. Deliver me from Satan's bondage. Deliver me from sin's chains. Set me free today. Hallelujah. If you're a Christian today and you've found yourself back in bondage, or you've never been truly set free, cry unto Him. Call out unto Him right now, right where you are. Well, our time is gone today. We love you. You won't want to miss next week. Come back and let's talk about Jesus.